What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Trade deadline, Major League Baseball, coming up on Thursday, 6 o'clock. And we're talking about the Guardians as that trade deadline approaches. You've got a team that's in contention for a wild card spot. You get under five games, I'll say you're in contention for the division. But let's just say wild card spot, you're still in. The question is, do you think this team is worth investing in? My buddy Fireman Brett says, even if we stumble into the playoffs, we don't have the talent to make an impact in them. My fear, Brett, that's my fear.
So I don't want to make the playoffs because we're going to get beat too quick.
No, that's not it at all.
It's ridiculous. If you get to the playoffs, you have a chance.
That's not it at all. I think if you get to the playoffs, you have a chance with your starting pitching.
Yes.
However, the question is, do you think the offense is one bat away from being pretty good, or do you just stand pat and hope that the pitching works? That's my fear, is what Brett thinks.
I don't think they're...
If you get in...
How many bats away are they? At least two.
Three.
Yeah, at least
Andy,
two.
Andy, their lineup stinks. I mean, I hate to say that, but their lineup stinks. And that said, you're a bunch of bats away. I don't want to trade any key guys out of the farm system to bring in a bat to help this team, because I don't think you can go get three.
You might be able to if you traded both Kwan and Clase, but now you're eliminating a bat, so you're only picking up two. Yeah.
What are you doing, folks? Trade deadline is coming up on Thursday. Mike is in Elyria, home of the Pioneers. What's up, Mike?
Hey, Mike.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Great. Good.
Let me remind you that we weren't a whole lot better last year.
Mm-hmm.
We were in the playoffs, and we raised a little bit of cane. The only thing that we're missing is Josh Naylor. It's the same crappy hitters we had last year. All you need is for them to get hot at the right time.
Well, you had David Fry last year, who was actually a little warmer, and you had Lane Thomas, who had some moments in the postseason. Those two guys right now aren't contributing for you, Mike.
But you know what, though? I mean,
they could.
I don't think that they were that consistent, and that they were, you know, like top of the line players. I mean, we've always had this problem, and we always somehow, and I don't even understand how we make the playoffs all these years and we go, because we really don't belong there with the lineup that we have. I think you're 100% right with the pitching. So let me ask you this. Why not? If we're not one bat away, we're three. Well, if you add Josh Naylor to this team, it's basically what you had last year. That's it. So one bat did it last year, And he wasn't even very good the whole second half of the year. And he's not very good this half of the year either, by the way. He's batting .237 in July, and he doesn't have a home run. So, I mean, I don't think that it's impossible. I think you have to do something. How many years in a row are we going to sit on our hands? We make it to the playoffs, and we say, man, if we would have just picked up one guy or two, or maybe even made it look like we were trying to win, we could have possibly done something. I think this not doing anything stuff is starting to wear very, very thin, and you can only cry poor so much. I mean, the Kansas City Royals went out and re-signed Seth Lugo to 2 years.
Kept their guy. They just signed him to a contract.
They made a trade for Grichuk. I don't even know why they look like they're worse than us at half the time.
Well, their offense actually isn't very good, Mike. You're absolutely right about that. I just
call the day right there. Totally agree with everything you just said. Totally agree. Let's take a chance and let's go sit at the table. I don't care if we only have one chip in our hands. If we can get to the table in the first place and we have a chip, why not? He's right. Last year's team wasn't. What's the difference? Naylor.
You had other guys that I think were more ready to contribute. David Fry. I know David had a tough second half. Lane Thomas didn't show you a ton and then came up with a pretty big hit in the postseason and had some moments, and Brian Rocchio is really good. Can these guys get hot in the playoffs? Yeah, maybe.
I'll be honest. I wish the trade deadline was Sunday because you got Minnesota for three coming in over the weekend. So,
yeah.
But, you know,
it's not, so you got to make a decision.
So what happens if you have success against Colorado, right? You're like,
Anthony's in Cleveland Heights.
Heights.
Did you see Ed Kelsey in the movie? Gappy Gilmore, too?
The movie.
He's in there.
I did not.
Travis is good, too. I won't give it away, though. Keep going.
Okay, so one thing, they should move the trade deadline back a few weeks, given, after they added the third wild card. That would, I think, be a smart move for the league.
Well, they did move it back to where it is now. And yeah, remember, they got rid of the waiver period.
What they should do is have divisional games prior to the trade deadline rather than having the interleague games, three interleague games, and then three games against your own division.
That wouldn't be a bad idea either. Right. That's a good point. I do agree with Jeff entirely. One thing, the previous caller made some good points. You know, the Naylor trade, I'm doing it every day. Slade Ciccone's making $765,000 a year. Done. I mean, that I don't have a problem with that trade at all. And it's going to start looking better and better, I think. Especially with the pitching factory that we have here in Cleveland. Jeff, I agree. I think the Fry and Thomas injuries hurt this team, a team operating on thin profit margins on the offensive side of the ball. That was, you're not losing Hall of Famers, but you're losing guys that would have made a difference on the offense.
Yeah, Anthony, you expected those guys to be contributors.
Yep, exactly right. So that hurt. I agree with your position that, I'm playing. If I'm the front office, I'm playing out the string this year with what I have. You know, maybe you're in that soft sell, soft buy area, but I'm not trading away major talent. And I'm going to tell the players, you gave us a good enough reason to believe. So go out there and produce the rest of the year. And I
love it. Love it.
And Anthony, that's a valid point. I mean, you can point to the locker room and say, no, we didn't bring in anybody. Why? You guys won 12 of 14 after losing 10 straight. We think you can do it, so go do it. I just don't. If you have key talent in your minor league system that you think it will be contributors to the major leagues as soon as next year, or at the very least in 2027, if not next year, I'm just not moving it for this team.
So
the issue, Andy, to me is it's a biggie. If somebody knocks your socks off for Class A, I think you got to do it. And I would think that would bring you.
Okay,
bats
so, but
that
are
could
you walking
you
into the clubhouse then and saying season's over if you trade Class A?
Absolutely not.
No, I don't think you necessarily are.
No.
You have made it a little bit more difficult, but.
We have nothing but faith in the guys. This is what you say. Nothing but faith in the guys in the bullpen. We had an opportunity, what we think, to improve the team. Short term and long, and when Chris Rose was with us last week, and Chris backed up some of the things we've talked about, and he said, "Am I wrong because I want him to trade Emmanuel Clase? Because Chris, like the two of us, know what kind of a return you might be able to get for him. Keyword is might. If you don't get it, well, you don't trade him. I mean, it's that simple. You know,
what kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
You want to go out and trade them? No. Do you want to go out and answer the phone and somebody knocks your socks off and gives you two or three primo talents for a closer? Absolutely. And I've said this before. It's the math. Guy's going to pitch 80 innings this year? 80 innings. I know it's vital to win those games. You've got to be in the lead at the end of the game for him to be of real value to you. And he's playing in 80 innings, as opposed to guys you might get back who can play in over 1,000 innings for you. I think that's huge.
The problem you're going to run into, though, is outside of the Tigers trading Jack Flaherty of last year and turning into bullpen madness, name me another team that turned around and sold at the deadline and ended up in a better place.
Well, I don't need to. You just did.
Outside of one example in the last 30 years.
But see, but this is not...
Because I've got the Hader trade in my head where the Brewers went and traded Josh Hader for a whole bunch of prospects and all that stuff and went, all right, we're in a better position. We're good to go. And that locker room went, go kick rocks. You don't believe in us. We don't believe in us. And tanked.
Well, maybe the Brewer organization, and I'm not being a smart guy, maybe it's not as solid as the Guardians organization.
They put
and it was
the
a tougher sell in the locker
from
room.
Your organization.
And it was a tougher sell in their locker room.
They built
Look,
the whole damn
trading
thing
Emmanuel
from your
Classe would,
my friend.
Trading Emmanuel Classe does not go over well. It doesn't go over well in the locker room. I mean, it just won't.
Right.
However, it doesn't go over well in the locker room of a 500 team. So who cares?
Do you think that when they traded Savali for Manzardo, that set a tone for the rest of the clubhouse?
But if you're sitting there telling me, okay, we can trade Emmanuel Classe and everything is going to be fine, I think you are looking at this very rose-colored glasses.
No, what I'm looking at it at is this, Dan. Can I give up a guy who, though he's as good as you get at one position, he plays 70 or 80 innings a year. It's a vital thing. And can I quote my friend Dan Menigan? Closers are so up and down, it's absolutely ridiculous.
Oh, dude, I would trade him. But I would also let you know that if you're going to pay the price tag that it's going to take for me to trade him, I would also put that thought in there of like, hey, you might kiss the playoffs goodbye this year officially if you make that move.
If you
Why?
Make
because
move,
of his ability,
the only way
the
that that
room.
Doesn't work. If you bring in a guy that is, I don't know who's gonna where you're getting this guy, but if you're getting somebody who can hit 300,
that guy doesn't exist.
I know. That's why I'm saying that. I don't think that kills the clubhouse.
Maybe he
though.
Does. Maybe he's in AAA right now.
That guy.
Well,
it's not a AAA guy. It's got to be an established guy who's in the league and maybe somebody else.
I don't think so.
By the way, can we get Dalton Rushing?
Dalton Varsho?
Yeah.
That'd be nice.
Yeah.
But you're just going to have to realize this. And the reason I say that, too, is because it's a similar situation where the Brewers went, well, we've got Devin Williams sitting right there who's one of the best relievers in all of baseball. He'll take over as the closer. Well, it fell apart. I'm just forewarning.
Jim is in Atlanta, Georgia. Hello, Jim.
Hey, guys. I have a plan that might help a little bit.
Okay.
I think we can all agree that we're not getting any production from our two catchers.
That would be correct, and offensively.
And I think Bo Naylor needs to go back down to AAA and try to figure out if he can still hit.
Absolutely.
So here's what I propose. Atlanta has solved their catching problem. They have got Drake Baldwin. He's their catcher of the future. I think they'll part with Sean Murphy. Murphy, not great, but much better than what you have right now.
Who, Jim, Guardians had some interest in when he went to Atlanta.
Yeah, and what Atlanta needs, and what Cleveland has a lot of, middle infielders. You got a lot of middle infielders. Might not have to give up Brito, but you got some guys that I'm sure Atlanta would be interested in, because they have nothing in middle infield at all. And I think you've upgraded your spot there. I mean, it's a trade where I think the clubhouse could say, hey, that's not a bad idea. And if I'm not mistaken, I think Sean Murphy and Stephen Vogt played together in Oakland before Vogt retired. So I think it would be a win-win situation, and I think it would help us, because right now when that catcher spot comes up, we get nothing. And with Murphy, he's not Cal Raleigh, but he's a whole lot better than what we have right now.
Jim, I like it.
We've had some really good phone calls.
Thank you, Jim.
That was a good one.
Yeah. See, that's the kind of trade you could make. Now, what middle infielder you want to trade? You know, here's the question. Here's the thing. Would you agree with this, Andy?
Mm-hmm.
At this point, you'd give up any of them. Brian Rocchio, Gabriel Arias, Daniel Schneeman. You'd give up any of them, wouldn't you? Brito.
It just depends on what you're getting back. But yeah,
Sean Murphy.
Yeah.
Let's say Sean Murphy. You'd probably have to give up more than one of those middle infielders, but why not? Yay? Nay?
Yay.
Murphy's a 30-year-old catcher.
I don't know. I found Arias to be a little intriguing over the week. I don't know.
Over the weekend?
Yeah, it's a couple days.
You're going to let three games?
No, but there's still a part of me that doesn't want to give up on him, but okay. Yeah, I'm trading him. Yes.
I am too. I would do something like that without question. Ryan's in Buffalo.
He's hitting 186 in his last 15. I quit looking. Okay.
Hey, Andy, Jeff, gentlemen. How you doing?
Hey Rhino.
Buffalo, huh? Nice.
I want to chime in on the conundrum, obviously, with the Guardians. They're polar opposites from the Browns front office. And again, there's been a lot of regimes and changeups in that. It's just that I'm very trusting, obviously, in just their trade values and capabilities of just keeping the flow and being relevant, being in that middle tier to playoff atmosphere, wild card mentality. We are a small market, man, and they are not spending money, obviously, on any bets. Trading stinks, especially when it's a good player, man, and it's prime or whatever, Lindor or something, you know, getting him going to free agency. There's a lot of things, whatever, there's a lot of trade value that can still be done at the 11th hour or something just to stay afloat. I'm just really sick and tired of starting from the beginning and scratch again. It's not the MLB. It's the MLB is not the NBA or NFL where you can literally just start from the draft and build up. It's got to be just slowly progressing to where you keep some veterans and just the Guardians just in / Indians just know what they're doing when it comes to that. They keep us interested year in, year out with trades, and they maximize them. So I'm very trusting in that. What can happen? I'm not sure. I just feel more confident in their capabilities. Side note, I was at Cooperstown yesterday for the Guardians.
Ding.
Indian flesh players. Yeah, Tom Hamilton, awesome. Hats nice. Off to him, man. He's just surreal, dude. That city holds 1,800 people. It held all 30,000 of us pretty much yesterday. The parade was cool. Seeing Tom Hamilton speaking. He did it on Saturday, but Sunday he still was up on the podium. Cal Ripken behind him. Alan Trammell. Just the best of the best of the best. That's what that dude is. You guys are too. Hopefully you guys get him somewhere. Just CC, obviously, when he came up there, he still gave accolades to the city of Cleveland, saying his biggest disappointment of all his major league career was not bringing a championship to Cleveland. So, again, hats off to him too. I truly could have counted on fingers and toes how many Guardians fans were there. I had the honor of speaking to Andy Billman half the ceremony, the director of Cleveland and things like that. So I had some fun there.
Awesome.
Anyway, man, it was just so cool. Cooperstown is something anyone listening out there.
Wrap it up, Ryan.
Opportunity, man. Yeah,
thanks,
you guys,
Ryan.
Have a great day. Thanks for taking my call.
Later. All right, buddy. Ryan in Buffalo was in Cooperstown.
You don't just live in your home. you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off. The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.